The Gemara about Chayim Beis on the top is trying to figure out what the purpose is of every finger. And the Gemara says that every finger that we have has a tachlis or some halachic purpose for it. The Gemara says zuzeres, zukmitza, zuamad, zuetzes, zegaydol. Each one has a tachlis. So, for example, the finger called kmitza, Rashi explains, is to be able to kmitza on a mincha, because you take your three middle fingers and the bottom finger that is part of the kmitza fingers, and that's called the kmitza, and that's what you do your kmitza with. You take your three middle fingers, you scoop up the mincha, and then that is considered the kmitza. And then what is the one which is called the gaidol? So Rashi says a gaidol, that's for bayin yad, the iron with the mitzar. The gaidol is referring to the thumb. That is for the din of the bayin yad. You put dam on both the bayin yad of iron over mitzar. That's what the gaidol is coming for, the thumb. Now, Taisus has a kasha on Rashi. Taisus on the top of the Amud, the Rashi says a gaidol. He says it's not mistabered like Rashi that the gaidol is referring to the thumb being used by a mitzar, by iron, to put on the dam. Because if that's the case, why would the word call gaidol? And why should call it bayin? The lashon in the pasuk is for the bayin yad of mitzara. Also, it's shver why you need to have the fingers separated for that purpose. So Taisus doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Taisus says a different pshat. What is the gaidol? What's the halachic purpose of the gaidol finger? It's coming for kmitza as well. Kedatan, like we learned in the Mishnah says in Menachos, that you have to be meichik the kmitza begaidol milamayla. After your kaimitz, you have to make sure to you have to smoothen out the top of the kaimitz. There shouldn't be any of the mincha sticking out. None of the silas could be sticking out in your hand beyond where the fingers end, and you do that with your thumb. And Zaktaisis, you have to do it with your thumb. You can't do it with your other hand. Of a biyada ches, so yuchalasis to be avoda biyamin. It has to be done biyamin, and mele you can only do it with your thumb. You can't use the other hand. The only finger left is your thumb, and therefore that is the purpose of the thumb, to be meichik the kmitza milamayla. So Taisus learns that the purpose of the thumb is to be meichik the kmitza, to smoothen it out. There shouldn't be any soilus sticking out of your other fingers. And the question is, why does Rashi not learn like Taisus? Why does Rashi Taka say it's going for the bayin, which is not the pashas of the Gemara, as the Gemara doesn't mention the bayin bichla. So I was thinking that perhaps this could be telling on the Chakira, the Briskarov. This is brought down by the Minchas Avraham and Menachas on Dafid Aleph. The Briskarov clears like this. He says, the Ikar Avod of Kmitza is to scoop up the silas in your fingers. That's the Ikar Kmitza. Then there's another din that you have to make sure nothing is sticking out. If you have extra flour sticking out, it could become possible, and therefore you have to smoothen it out. You smoothen it out with your thumb to make sure there's no silas sticking out. So the Briskarov clears, this din that you're removing that extra silas, it shouldn't be sticking out, is that just a hechitimtza ba'alma, meaning the ikar kmitza is scooping up the flour. Now you want to make sure there's nothing left over, so you have to remove it to make sure that the kmitza is not pasul. That's a hechitimtza ba'alma to make sure that the kmitza was done properly. Or do we say that that's a chelik d'avodas kmitza? Maybe that's part of the ma'aseh kmitza. The ma'aseh kmitza is to scoop it up and have it complete, and nothing is sticking out. And as kol zman, you didn't remove that last part with your thumb, the kmitza is not finished. So when you smoothen it with your thumb, that is a chelik of the avodas hakmitza. It's part of the avodas hakmitza. And the Briskarov is a medayik from our Taisus, and he must understand that it's part of the avodas hakmitza, because Taisus says you can't do it with the other hand, because it has to be an avoda biyamin. If it's part of the avodas hakmitza, then we understand why it has to be done biyamin. It's part of the ikar avodas hakarbon. But if it's not part of the avoda, it's just a chitimtza to make sure there's nothing sticking out, so it shouldn't be a kaimitz which is chaser or yeser, then there's no reason why you need yamin. Do it with your other hand. You could even use a different kayin. Like the Chazon Ish says, why don't you use a different kind? Elamai is Oktav Biskarov, and the Chazon Ish says a similar thing, that you see from here that the smoothing it out, making sure there's nothing extra, is a chelik of Avodas HaKmitza. It's part of the Kmitza process, and therefore has to be done b'dafka b'yamin. It has to be done dafka through one kind, and you can't have another kind involved. But perhaps Rashi held not like that. Maybe Rashi held that the Avodah of Kmitza is just the scooping, but making sure there's nothing extra, that's not part of the Avodah of Kmitza. That's just a Hechitimtza Ma'alma. That's just making sure there's nothing extra. It's sort of a side din that you have to make sure there's nothing sticking out, but it's not part of the actual Avodah of Kmitza, and therefore it doesn't have to be done b'yamin. You could do it with your left hand. Perhaps another kind could do it. It's not part of the Iker Avodah of Kmitza, and therefore there's no din to do it. But Begadol Dafka, even though the Mishnah says, the Braisa says, Begadol, that's off Dafka. That's how it might be the easy way to do it, or the hard way to do it, as the Gemara says, but a convenient way of doing it. But Be'emes, anyone could do it. You could do it with your left hand, and other kind could do it as well, because Rashi held that it's not part of the chelik of avodas hakmitza like Taisus holds, and that's why he learned that it's going on bayan and not going on kmitza. So it could be the machlokes is Rashi and Taisus is really telling him this chakira, the Briskarov, whether the din of that you have to make sure that the kmitza is not sticking out, is that just a chitin zibalma, or is that actually a chelik of the avodas hakmitza?